Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Anointed and Appointed.
Speak the Word.
You know, God said in Philippians 1:7 that He that began a good work in us will continue to do so until the day of Christ Jesus. So He began a good work in me that day that I accepted Jesus, and He's still working on me. And I just pray that there will still be, you know, I want there to be more of Him and less of me. And the only way that's going to take place if I just continue to crucify my flesh and continue to be obedient and, you know, and follow His Word. I've been reading a lot of chapters on love lately. And I was thinking today, because I had to be around a couple, like even with my son, I didn't necessarily approve of the person with him. But I also realized that I have to love and treat them nice and show love to them, because you can't win them otherwise. But if you love them, you're a good witness to them, you know, and that's what I made up my mind to do. I'm just going to love on them, you know, and I think that's what we have to do. We're talking about the harvest time. There's people that maybe are unlovable. Or maybe you don't want to love on, but you have to love. You know, my nephew Tim was telling me that he started going to this place where a lot of recovering druggies hang out and other people in this little cafe or something in Wilmington. And he said he was trying to figure out a way to where, you know, he ministered. And so he ministered to people, but most of them were Christians. Then he wanted a way to where he could minister to others, you know, have a chance to witness to others. And he'd been criticized for it, but he says he does it. And he's ended up with several of them coming to the church. And he's become friends with them, you know, and they trust him. And even though the owner of the building is she's an agnostic, ever how you say that, he's become friends. And she started donating to the church and even allowed him to come in there and play the keyboard on their mic night. Christian songs. Well, this is how you do it. You know, isn't that what Paul said? He said, you know, he did what he had to do. He became what was necessary to win over the lost. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do what is necessary to win over the lost. And I know sometimes it's not easy. Harvesting lost souls is not easy. But if we love our Lord, and I believe you do, or you wouldn't be here tonight, that we're going to have to look for ways. We can't wait for them to at our front door, like the UPS. But we're going to have to look for ways to reach out to people. And, you know, just think how awesome that's going to be the day when Jesus comes back and you're up there and you're running this person and they're going to know you. And they're going to know. You know, I've heard people say that if you don't do it, then God will call somebody else to do it. But I don't believe that's true. I believe that everybody, that God has assigned certain people to you. And if you don't do what God has asked you to do, that person is not going to get ministered to. You know, He does call other people to come in and do the work, but He's assigned people to you to minister to. And that's our responsibility, is to minister to him. And maybe that's what Tim is doing. He wanted to get outside of the church and minister to the lost. you know, because he wants to minister to the others too. But he wants to minister to those that don't know Jesus. You know, and you met, most of you met him, and he's a very outgoing fellow anyway, so praise the Lord. You know, friends, expect the enemy to try and intimidate you, okay? What do you think he's been doing, all these things going on around you? All he's been trying to do is intimidate us and make us fearful. Satan's going to try to intimidate you, but the Bible says that we will be surprised when we finally see what he looks like. In Isaiah 14:13, in the Voice Bible, in verse 16, it says, "People peer down at you from above, and their curiosity overflows," talking about Satan. "People will say, 'Wow, is this the man that once terrorized the world? Is this the one who rocked the earth's kingdom and threatened us with disaster?'" And I was talking to my son about that today. I said, "You're going to look at him, you know, he's nothing. He's nothing, but he's been terrorizing us and the whole world." And God said in the Bible that we're going to look at him, and that's what we're going to look at him in amazement and realize what we've been up against is nothing. And, you know, when you're speaking the word of God and when you're talking, they just tremble. You know, the demonic spirits, they just tremble at the word of God. You know, you don't have to be afraid of them. They're afraid of you. So if you let him intimidate you, you will be too fearful to even attempt to fight for what's yours. And that's his purpose, is to intimidate you so you'll be too fearful to fight back to get what really belongs to you. I hear people talking about fear all the time. David knew that he wasn't alone, and you're not alone either. David knew he wasn't alone when he went up against Goliath and demonstrated that God was with him, and he said, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." How many warriors do we have in here tonight? Let me see some hands. If you are a born-again Christian, you are a warrior. And so we don't need to be letting some demonic spirit or devil intimidate us. Notice that before David went up against Goliath, he made a declaration. He told him that he was going to, what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. He was practicing God's word based on Romans 4:17, where it says to call those things to be not as though they are. I spend half time every day calling those things to be not as though they are. He knew he was just a young shepherd boy. He knew it wasn't his slingshot, but the power of God that took out Goliath. It wasn't his slingshot. It's nothing that we can do. The pastors, we can't do anything. Only the power of God working through us. We can't. It's not us that does it, but it's the God, it's the power of God, the Holy Spirit living in us, that working through us, that we're able to actually minister to you and save you. I just want to say this in closing. Speak it. It won't work unless you speak it. It's just like medicine. If you don't take it, it won't work. It's like a car. If you don't want gas in it, it won't go. Take God at His word. He will take what Satan meant for your evil and turn it around and use it for your good and His glory. Even if you don't think it will work this time, agree with God's word and don't give up, but be like Peter in Luke 5, where he said, maybe you didn't catch anything the last time you threw in your net or the last time you prayed, but hear the Lord encouraging you. Hear the voice of the Lord tonight encouraging you to throw it in again. Pray again. Ask again. I don't believe you're going to be disappointed. Remember, Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but God has come to give you life. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, know that it's only because Satan has been filling you with his lies to keep you out of the kingdom of God. And I know personally that's true, as well as all of you in here before you accepted Jesus, that the enemy was doing everything he could to keep you, by telling you lies, to keep you from accepting him. He wants to keep you out of the kingdom of God. He wants to keep your name from being listed in God's book of life, the Lamb's book of life. Don't let him continue to steal from you. Agree with God's word and live.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to everyone. circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, according to your word, the thief has come to steal and destroy, but you sent your son Jesus that we might have life and to destroy the works of the enemy. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our enemy is like a termite that is steadily eating away at our lives, stealing and robbing us blind, robbing us of our health and our families and our finances. And like a termite, he moves in such a way that we aren't even aware of it until the damage has been done. Help us, Lord, to understand that we are warriors of the King and have been anointed and appointed to do battle. Thank you, Lord, that you have anointed each of us with power to help destroy the works of the devil. We thank you, Lord, that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will recognize the enemy and be more aware of his tactics. And in the name of Jesus, Satan, we serve notice on you today and declare that you will no longer have a claim on anything that belongs to us. And according to your word, Lord, if the thief is caught, he must give back 7 times what he stole. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have promised to restore the years the locust has eaten, and you will restore what Satan, the termite, has eaten away. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.